I'm from a church right down the road called Cross Church, worship pastor there. But I'm going to spend some time with you this morning, and let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll do this worship song. Father God, we worship you. God, we're so thankful, God, that you've brought us here this morning. God, thank you for your mercy and your grace, God, as we just come into your presence. God, we want to turn our attention upon you, God, and we want to just thank you, God, for a morning like this, where we can worship you, God, and we can learn and grow. God, we trust you in every season, in every moment. Will you guys stand? Come on, let's sing this song.
You give life, you are love.
Come on, let's sing.
You bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken.
Let's say, great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Come on, let's lift it up. It's your breath in our lungs.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you. Oh, oh, so great are you.
Come on, let's sing. You give life.
You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Say great, great are Lord.
Come on, let's lift it up as one voice.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, Holy. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lives. So we pour out our praise to you, Holy. So great are you,
let's join together and sing all the earth.
All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will say,
say great.
Great are you, Lord.
Let's sing all the earth.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord.
Let's say it's your breath.
It's your breath in our lives. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lives. So we pour out our praise to you, oh, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out,
come on, think about what you're singing this morning. Let's sing it one more time.
It's your breath. Thank you.
That's our prayer this morning. God, thank you for putting breath in our lungs. God, we trust you in every moment when things don't look like they're panning out. God, you're so faithful. You're so gracious. God, you're so merciful. God, I'm thankful for moments like these where we can turn our attention upon you. God, and we can sing, how great are you, Lord. God, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We love you, Lord, so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys can have a seat.
Good morning. And Bradley, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Grateful to you. Say welcome to everyone. I know there's several guests, so grateful for your being here as well. Just want to give an opportunity, just as we worshiped in song, we want to worship through giving and give an opportunity to give. This offering would just go toward to help with the expenses of the Ecclesia Ministers Conference. I think what an important thing to recognize God's call through licensing and ordination. But also the importance of fellowshipping, the fellowship of ministers and the accountability for ministers in this time where I believe our nation has largely omitted God. And so ministers are faced with an increasing challenge, a more and more difficult challenge as godlessness is more prevalent. And so what a time, and you know, what an opportunity we have this morning. Grateful for those who will be licensed and ordained. So if you would, just usher to come forth and just join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, we call out to you this morning. Lord, first we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, for your faithfulness in spite of our nation's drift away from you. Lord, I thank you for pockets of revival in our nation and what you're doing through appointments, through judgment, through just your spirit leading people to you. And Lord, we pray this morning would be a pleasing time to you, that it would go many miles in the direction of multiplying your kingdom, making disciples, by teaching all that you've commanded on this earth. Lord, may the kingdoms of this earth become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Lord, we pray your kingdom come this morning in each one of our lives. Pray your blessing on this offering. In Jesus' name, amen.
The splendor of the King, in majesty, all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. It's so great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. It's all see how great is our God. See the name above all names. You are the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. Yes, my heart will see how great is our God. Say, you're the name above all. You are the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. Still
how great is our God. One more time.
It's how great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. And oh, we'll see how great. It's how great is our God.
Good morning. Those of you who have a phone, an iPad, or even a Bible, I'm going to be in Acts chapter 16, beginning with verse 6, okay? I'm here this morning by invitation to speak to those that are being licensed and ordained. And I hope that I would have a word from God for those who are in the ministry. I'm always amazed at events like this. They always seem to call some old guy. And the young people sitting in the congregation is always wondering, what's that old guy got to say that's important to me? You know, I just want you to know that I'm old, but I still am of sound mind to the point that I can remember being your age and thinking the same thing, okay? So I'm just going to throw myself on your grace this morning, all right? That maybe God has given me a thought. I've got about 12 minutes to speak to you this morning, so I'll speak fast if you'll listen fast, okay? And the church that I pastored for 28 years, I had a bright LED clock this tall and that wide on the back wall, because once I start speaking, I can go all day. So if I go past 12 or 13 minutes, somebody be bold enough and have the grace to just say to me, "Hey, old man, you're at your limit. This young man right here has got his phone out. You're going to put a timer on me?" See, people my age are always mouthing bad things about the millennials, but I love them because they have a boldness about them that my generation didn't have, okay? Let's do it. Go. Chapter 16 of the book of Acts, beginning with verse 6. Next, Paul and Silas travel through the area of Phrygia and Galatia, because the Holy Spirit had prevented them from preaching the word in the province of Asia at that time. Then coming to the borders of Mysia, they headed north for the province of Bithynia. But again, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go there. So instead, they went on through Mysia to the seaport of Taurus. That night, Paul had a vision. A man from Macedonia in northern Greece was standing there pleading with him, "Come over to Macedonia, help us." So we decided to leave for Macedonia at once, having concluded that God was calling us to preach the good news there. I think it's amazing. One of my greatest heroes in the New Testament is, of course, the Apostle Paul. I love him. I can identify with him because I've never been beaten. I've never been stoned. I've never been put in prison for the gospel's sake. Okay? But man, the Apostle Paul speaks to me so boldly at times. But here Luke gives us an account of something that I want to talk to the ministers about this morning. And that's simply this. Why did the Apostle Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, why did he not know where God wanted him to go? Why did he not have the gift of discernment operating in him to the degree that he did not have to lead his evangelistic team through all these places? And by the way, they were not in air-conditioned Cadillacs or Mercedes. They were walking all the way usually. So I just find it extraordinary. And you have to understand, when I read the Word of God, I just totally turn my imagination loose. And imagination takes me to whatever story I'm reading in the Bible, and I'm there, and I'm with them, and I'm asking questions. Wouldn't you love to have been a fly on the wall when the Holy Spirit, listen to this, because the Holy Spirit had prevented them from preaching the word in the province of Asia at that time. Apparently, because of that statement, I can conclude that they were on their way to Asia to preach the gospel, and all of a sudden barriers were set up. You know, the Bible doesn't explain to us what the Holy Spirit did to stop them, but somehow, I believe this. I believe Luke was saying to himself, well, as much as I respect Brother Paul, I just believe he missed God on this. You see, we're so often quick to give Satan the credit for something that the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. Can you just imagine? I mean, here's this great evangelistic team. They're going into Asia to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ for the first time in that area, and all of a sudden they're blocked from going. I assure you, they probably, listen, we have to understand that these folks were just like you and I. They were followers of Jesus Christ living in a human body with a human finite mind, and I have to believe that they had some of the same doubts and fears we did. And I believe when that stopped, when that blockage came, I honestly believe they looked at each other and said, where did we go wrong? I know God spoke to me. I can hear Paul saying to the rest of the crew, I know God spoke to me to go into Asia. And yet, it's being stopped. So then they turn and they decide to go in another direction. And again, the Word of God says the Holy Spirit blocked them. Wow. I think by the last time, Luke was a kind of a latecomer, you know, into this struggle. And I can imagine Luke saying, I just believe I missed God. I shouldn't have come on this evangelistic trip. I shouldn't have signed on for this. I don't know what God's doing, and I don't know how much longer I can trust the Apostle Paul. Are there any pastors in the congregation this morning? Just lift your hand up. Okay, all right, two or three. You can identify with that, can't you? Come on. Those of you who are being licensed and ordained, those of you that God has called you into the ministry, you need to get some real quick thinking into your heart. Okay? You need to wrap your minds around a few things. And I've just got three things I want to share real fast. And I don't do three-point messages. I usually do one. So this is not a three-point message. I'm just here to encourage you. If God has called you into the ministry, you need to understand. Neil Kennedy said this, a good friend of mine. He said this, the greatest enemy of success is comfort. Because when we become comfortable, we quit pushing the envelope. We quit trying new things. We just settle in to where we're at. Oh, this is good. I'm doing a good work. I'm a latecomer. I was 38 when I accepted Christ. So I've got 35 years of ministry behind me. So I'm a novice yet. Okay? Most guys my age have been in it for 50 years or longer. So I'm still a novice, but I'm learning. And some of the things I'm learning is not real comfortable for me at times. Okay? Here's when God began to move on me a couple of months ago on these verses, and I had such a light go off in my spirit. The first thing that I felt like God showed me in this, and I mean I couldn't get over it. The Holy Spirit will block us in order to direct us. And I started looking back over my 30-some years of ministry, and I began to see all those times that I pushed and shoved to go in this direction, and everything stopped me, everything. And I always blamed the devil. I always blamed people who did not understand the will of God in my life or in the ministry that God had placed me in. When looking back over it, I can understand now with clarity that it was the Holy Spirit all the time, because if I would have gone the direction I felt like I wanted to or needed to go, it would have been a total disaster. So God will absolutely block us. The Holy Spirit will stop us. And listen to me, guys. If he stopped the Apostle Paul, who are we to argue with him? Come on. I mean, if the Apostle Paul, and I'm not trying to be hard on Paul here, but apparently he was missing some things. Okay? And the Holy Spirit had to come in and stop him in order to direct him to the exact place that God wanted him to go. Wow. So how do we know? How many minutes I got, son? That's all I got left? That's it? So how do I determine if it's the Spirit of God stopping me or if it's a roadblock I need to kick out of my way and keep going? Well, God gave us gifts. He gave gifts to the church. And one of them is the discerning of spirits. And if we're going to be successful in any way, shape, or form in the gospel and in the ministry, we're going to have the gift of discerning of spirits operating in our lives. So that's simple. We need that desperately. So how do I get that? Well, again, that's pretty simple also. My wife is sitting over here. When we first got together, I assumed a lot of things. I would think I would want to do something, trade cars or what, you could, a thousand different things, and I would assume she was okay with it because I thought I knew how she felt about any given thing, you know, when in reality I didn't. Caused us a little problems at times. But now after 55 years of marriage, guess what? There's really not a lot of surprises. I pretty much know how she feels, and she knows how I feel and think about any given situation. So we're wonderful, wonderful spouses now. We can sit in a room like this with this many people and something can be going on and we can be separated and just catch each other's eye and we know what the other one is thinking. That comes from relationship. I can discern how she feels about something because I have this awesome, powerful, long, loving relationship with her. God based his relationship with the church on the concepts and precepts of the relationship of the husband and wife. So the way I find out, the way I walk in discernment, the way I know that I'm being led of the Holy Spirit is through relationship. So I speak to you today. If you're called of God to the ministry, you best have a strong, powerful relationship with he who called you. Amen? Amen? Because through that relationship, you will be able to discern if it's God directing you or if it's the enemy of your souls trying to stop you. And it's important that you know that. I pastored the same church for 28 years. I would love to go back and do that 28 years over for one reason and one reason only. I would like to go back and undo the things that I did wrong. I would like to go back and lead that congregation in the things that the Holy Spirit wanted us that I can look back. Looking back is easy wisdom. But I look back over my ministry years and I realize how many times I miss God. How many times that I really pushed forward when I should have relaxed and said, okay, God, you've got this. I don't know what you're about to do, but I'm with you, Lord. Whatever you want, let's get it on. How's my time? I got a minute and a half left? Huh. I've never finished on time in my life. So I'm just going to stand here and enjoy this for a minute and a half, okay? Thank you for helping me, brother. I appreciate it. God bless you. JD?
Amen. Thanks. I always enjoy seeing the joy of the Lord. That's one of our board of directors here at the college. He helps really stand with us, support us, pray, and stand as backing to our president. So we're so grateful for your years and years of service. How long have you been on the board, Don? 15. Goodness. This is brother. No. Don Wallace. Don Wallace, thank you so much. Yeah. So you can find, you can look on our website. I'm sure he has a little bio thing on there that we'll, we can promote. So anyway, hey, it's so good to be here. This is a great, this is one of my favorite assemblies of the year where we get to commission those who are licensed and ordained to ministry. And I'll just give a short thought. I'll take up your minute and a half here. But just the thought of, more and more as you see with some scripture, that there really isn't this huge this is red, so I don't know if there's a backup somewhere, Mike. Okay. Anyway, so there's not a huge difference in scripture between clergy. God's kingdom business, are we not? And so what we're celebrating here, though, scripture also says, hey, don't quickly lay hands on someone. And so basically what this is, what this little card is, you know, some of these guys, how many of here are licensed and ordained? So we got quite a few here that are. This is just like a calling card. In scripture, Paul would have to almost write a letter and say, hey, guys, you can trust Timothy. I'm sending Timothy to you. You can trust him, okay? Well, this is sort of like that concept. When we license or ordain someone, it's like, hey, some people are behind me. They're praying for me. I'm accountable to someone. And, hey, this is not a quick decision of obeying God's call on my life. And so that's what really licensing is sort of someone that's starting out. Ordained means someone who has a seasoned ministry and that's proven. So just to help us all celebrate that today, we can all be on the same page. Does that help? That's my little teaching hat going on there. Okay, great. So when we do this for a couple, we'll do the licensing first. So Donald Ray Preston and Devin Romine, why don't you come up? And those who are going to be standing with them. And why don't we have some of the board? Or if there are any other ordained ministers who want to come up and pray and join us in this time, we're going to pray over them. You all here helping witness and join in what's going on here today. So these two are being licensed. And I'm going to read a scripture to you, and then if we'll have, Mary and I are helping sponsor Don over here, so if we'll have someone pray over Devin here. Mike is a sponsor. But I'm going to read a scripture, and again, this is not just like a little magical, mystical thing, but something real happens, though, in the spirit realm, okay? So we're excited. This is from 2 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction.
Lord, we thank you for your word that reminds us to lay hands suddenly on no man. We come together today as a group with all the trust and faith in you that you will lead and guide Devin to the next step in his relationship with you. Thank you for this reminder that it is about relationship. It's also about project, but it's about relationship. And I pray that you will open doors for Devin in his life. You will put him in the right place at the right time to be with the right people, and that his relationship with you would not only just grow, but it would deepen, and that he would be an oak, an oak tree, standing deep, deep roots in you, would not be turned away by this world that so easily tricks and lies to people. I thank you for his faithfulness to you, his demonstrated walk. And I pray that this year would be revelational as he trusts you with his very life. Thank you for the influence that he is going to have. And I pray you would protect him from the enemy who is so desperate to destroy him. Thank you for bringing him this far. And we know that you will carry him the entire rest of the way as he walks with you. We pray in Jesus' name for him. Amen.
Father, I want to bless Don Preston, faculty member here, and a joy to see him walk in your ways. And as he's such a learner and such a disciple himself, and he's so eager and walks humbly with you. Thank you for what you've brought him from. And we rejoice today in the day, this day and the days forward. We bless him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just give him a greater ability to communicate your word with great heart. The love of God would so envelop him. And that as he sees students, peers, people on the street, people at a store, that the love of God would so go forth from him, that many lives would be touched by his obedience. Lord, we bless him today. Be full of life. Be full of hope. Be full of resurrection power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do stand behind him today in this commissioning to be a licensed minister. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Hang on. Okay, we got a couple little certificates here for you, for Don and for Devin. It says, this is to certify that each of you have given evidence that God has called you into the gospel ministry, and today you are licensed to preach the gospel as he may have opportunity and to exercise his gift in the work of the ministry by Ecclesia Ministers Conference on this 20th day of October 2017. All right, you guys can be seated. And all right, Jeremy or Jeremiah James Edens, if you would have come on up. As he's coming, I want to clarify my words. Let me have a correction. What we do is not magical, but it is a mystery. And so I shouldn't say it's not, but it is a mystery. So I'm just correcting that little thing. I was just thinking of that as I was standing on that. Hey, it is a mystery. Anyway, so this is a mystery. It's not magical. All right. Come on over here. So Jeremy's an alumnus of Ecclesia a few years ago, now in graduate school, ministry school at ORU. So we're glad to have you back over today. And so I guess you can recruit all you want to while you're here.
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also a veteran, he served in our military, and so we're grateful for his service there, and we just want to acknowledge that today. All right. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with great patience and instruction.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your calling, and Lord, for
the period that Jeremy has spent as a licensed minister, and Lord, now we recognize a proven ministry, and Lord, we recognize your hand, and Lord, we know that your wisdom is needed for every step through our lives, and that we're lifelong learners all the way, gaining and understanding. And Lord, we're grateful to be involved in your kingdom work, and Lord, just about our Father's business with you. What a privilege it is to be considered workers together with you. What an awesome thing. Lord, I pray that as was shared this morning, that relationship would be strong, and that being a worker together with you would mean a deep daily walk in tune with you. Lord, we pray for just your spirit to guide. And Lord, we're grateful for you, grateful for all the opportunities ahead, grateful for your equipping and your continued equipping even now in Jeremy's life. And Lord, pray that he would take hold of all that you have for him. In Jesus' name, Lord.
Father, I want to echo this prayer that in these days that Jeremy draw near to you in the heart of hearts, that nothing become just academic as he approaches your word, but Lord, just full of life, full of hope, full of your presence. And Lord, we stand with him and behind him. We thank you today for you brought him through every challenge, every obstacle you have brought him through, and know that you're the faithful one to keep him through the days ahead. Lord, we stand with him and we bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, what this little towel is, again, this little teaching here, that it just symbolizes servant. You're a servant. You go to a real fancy restaurant, how you remember the old days. Basically, it represents, hey, a minister of the gospel is just a servant. Okay? So this is the representation. Washing feet, serving, beckoning call of the people in the body of Christ and those that God loves, all those that God loves in the nations. So with a certificate of ordination, we hereby recognize, honor, and certify the ordination of Jeremiah James Edens as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, commissioned to teach the word, preach the gospel, and to administer all the sacraments, ordinances, and the functions of the church. And we wear this certificate by the Ecclesia Ministers Conference on this 20th day of October 2017.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Love you, brother. Right.
Okay. Well, awesome. Congratulations to each of you. And just reminded there of the verse, Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. So that's our commission. Well, this morning I'm grateful we're a few minutes early, and what we had planned and the communication. I just want to say I'm grateful for J.E. and his service in Ecclesia Ministers Conference, communications, the little cards that are sent out, and interviews, all the things that are set up. And so grateful to you, Jay. And Jay had sent out a communication saying we were going to start at 10:40. We're going to make a slight adjustment here. And what we want to do is, because we're planning to meet in this room, I'd like to start by 10:30. So just in 8 minutes from when we close here, I'd like for those who are Ecclesia ministers to just come right on up here to the front. And if we could, if there's others who want to visit, that's great. If we could take it on to the foyer. Because what we want to do is adjust our schedule. Instead of having an hour and a half session together, we're going to dismiss by 10 till 11. For those who know the Sutherlands, Linda Sutherland and then Matthew and Dion, they lost their mom Tuesday evening. The memorial service for their mom is this morning at 11, and I want to be there. I want those of us who know them to be able to be there. Romans 12 says to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And I think it's a very important time that we are over there with them this morning at 11. So we want to take a few minutes together. from 10:30 to 10:50, and then when the memorial service is over, we'll be back and continue with our lunch as was on the schedule. Anyway, let me just pray as we're dismissed. Lord, we just agree. Lord, thank you for this time this morning. Lord, we just agree together even now to pray for your peace that passes understanding, your comfort, the God of all comfort. We pray for your comfort right now for Linda and Matthew and Mitz and Dion, their family. Lord, minister to them. Lord, use us as an encouragement this morning. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. So with that, we're dismissed, and we'll...